Welcome back to Apollo City Comics, or Anything and Everything Comic Book Podcast. Hey, what's up, Brandon?
Smooth intro. What's up?
Damn. Like, I said it fast and everything. It kind of
yeah,
like,
you're ready. Ooh, came in smiling
right
everything.
Off the tongue. Dude, it has been a minute. Like, this beard had just started growing last time we did.
This episode. One never existed.
This is getting kind of like mighty and everything now.
Yeah, I know. It's literally been getting longer every time I saw you.
It's wild, dude. This is insane.
Hey,
I'm digging
it.
And dude, as it's cold here in the East Coast, I am enjoying it. Keeping me warm, not gonna lie.
What's the temperature out there right now?
Today was kind of warm. But it's been in the 30s and 40s and whatnot. It's 40 degrees right now, and that's nice. Like warm. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's casually a nice cool 51 degrees Fahrenheit out here.
Ooh, it's gonna warm up actually. It's getting to the 50s and 60s. I don't know. It's kind of wild. I'm enjoying that. I like that weather. Kind of chilly, kind of cold. I feel it, but it's not
I like it too.
Chiller.
I'm a winter person all the way through, personally.
I got to miss that whole entire like insane shitstorm that came through the East Coast.
You just flew through it.
Yeah, dude. Like, well, you know, I got trapped in El Paso. Not trapped. I shouldn't have said that. It wasn't a trap. I was pretty hyped to stay those extra couple days, but I was supposed to leave Friday. And then I didn't leave until Sunday, Christmas Day. And then I took off and I got stuck in Dallas overnight because of Southwest, all that disaster. Google that shit and learn about that. I was involved with it. It was a total bullshit. I won't go into too many details, but delaying your flight 6 hours until midnight and then canceling it and then telling you to stand in line for customer service. Fuck you, dude. So I left Dallas Monday morning. Or Monday afternoon, actually, my flight was later. I had to get a different ticket with a different airline to just get out and start getting home. So we took off Monday night, and I got into D.C., whatever, like at 1:30 in the morning, and then I had to drive home, and I didn't go home till like 4 in the morning, like Tuesday. You know what I mean?
God,
like,
yeah.
It was brutal. It was insane. And then, yeah, here we are, just trying to survive. And those were like 21-hour days I was like living off of. You know what I mean? You kept on thinking that you're going to get close to your destination, and it just kept on not happening at all. But some great people helped me out, and, you know, that was the craziest thing about that trip is that, like, the sweetest people in the world did things for me that they did not have to do and helped me in ways that they did not have to help me. But, like, out of the kindness of their hearts, we kind of just hung out and stuck together, and they made that whole trip worth it, and they made me survive, you know what I mean? So, like, and keep my sanity, you know? So, and not have to figure that, navigate that alone, too, which was really cool.
Yeah, it was a lonely trip, but you had, like, some random strangers just kind of basically just come in and save the day.
Christmas movie I lived through this last winter, man. It was beautiful. It was fucking wild. But, dude, we haven't recorded an episode since, like, November. And shit's just been crazy. Shit's been off the wall. We've both been busy. A lot of life lately. A lot of life this past year. You know, we were just talking before the show and, you know, looking at the episodes that we've recorded this year, it's like almost nothing in comparison. You know, we started at episode 105 and this episode right here is like 132. We did like 32 episodes. And when you think about it, of course, that's a good chunk out of the year. You know, there's whatever, 52, 56 weeks out of the year.
That's
I have no idea.
52. Well, 52, the comic series.
Yeah, that's what I think about
they,
all
they
the time.
Released,
the
one issue
series.
A week.
That's what I always reference as.
That's like what? We're short by like 19 weeks or so, give or take, 20 weeks. You know, like you're saying, a lot of shit happened this year. You know, I think a lot of it attributes to, in a good way, the anthology, first and foremost.
True.
Yeah, the anthology is probably like the biggest highlight, which we'll talk about. But like I've always stressed before on the show and always communicated with you, we both live human lives, you know, like you had everything going on. I consistently work like 50-hour weeks and I try to be a friend to my group of friends. I try to be a partner to my girlfriend and, you know, I got a cat. I'm trying to play video games while reading comics and trying to somewhat write something. You know what I mean? Like, it gets hard.
Yeah, that's totally right. And this is one of those years that, you know, life really took a hold. And you know, I moved across the country this year, you know, like I was traveling a lot here on the East Coast. And then the anthology picked up in a way that we never imagined. You know, we thought like 5 to 10 people would send us stuff. And 80 submissions later, dude.
I spent So many weeks. Not again. I was just like, man, there's a lot of independent comics to read.
Yeah, yeah. And it took, you know, us hours on the phone with Lesser Known Comics just trying to figure out what we narrowed it down to and the reasoning and the future planning and how everything's going to work. It just, it kept on getting bigger and more, you know, as like the deadline was coming to a close and you think it's going to get easier, like more tiny things bubbled up more than anything else. Yeah. And those tiny things are really what like kind of threw us for a loop, and we learned a lot of lessons and a lot of preparation. And now we know a lot more than we did like a month ago.
Oh, dude, don't get me started how I thought for some reason it automatically submitted some submissions onto our Google Drive.
Oh, yeah.
But there was like a whole list that you were going off of and I was going off the Google Drive. Yeah. And you're like, hey, did you go through the submissions? Well, yeah, man, I got through them all. And then you're like, they're all here though. And I was like, oh shit. When do you need them? Next tomorrow? I got you.
Yeah. Dude, you spent hours setting up the sheet to make it like us easy for us to fly through, and you know, just a lot of last minute things trickling in, and it's just been insane. And we'll be announcing, we'll be reaching out to all the creators. I know I've been saying that for a while, but again, you know, my life got crazy. If you've checked the Instagram, you know, I've kept you guys pretty updated on some like life stuff going on, so that you're aware that we're not just like sitting on our asses on the anthology. Just we had to take care of some family stuff, and then the holidays hit, and it was kind of wild for all of us.
Yeah.
But we do have the final selection chosen. We're getting the last bits of information we need so we could reach out to everybody and make a formal announcement, and then start planning for volume like 2, which is wild because there's definitely going to be a volume 2 and 3. Like,
yeah.
there's a lot of news coming out of it, and I think everyone's going to be really happy. I know it's taken some time to get to, but I think a big part of it, we wanted to publish people. We wanted to give people an opportunity to make comics, and we were hoping for a small bit, and we just got such a big proportion, and we get to like really work with a lot of creators and really, you know, help them get out there and get their name noticed and printed by Lesser Known Comics and by Comics Wellspring Quality Printing. Like, it's insane. There's some stuff with the printing company we have to yet to announce to get finer details on too, which is really cool. But we do believe that the Kickstarter for volume 1 is going to go up in March, and that's going to be awesome. It's kind of funny saying that before all the creators know they're going to be a part of it yet. But that's our goal, is to have a large March Kickstarter, and then we'll have a second one later in the year for volume 2. So it's a lot of cool stuff, and we're really happy, and we're just shocked and just honored by everyone's, you know, entries and time and devotion, and wild stuff. Yeah,
it was also, you know, it's kind of like, to circle back with this episode, it's also just kind of like looking back in retrospect, you know, every year we've always done like a recap episode of just kind of like, this is how the year went, this is what we want to do next, or whatever, you know. And I think the second year, are we on our third year now? I can't remember.
I don't even know. It's 4 years. Technically, we turned 4. So, but you and me are
but
on
3 years
year.
for us too. Yeah.
Yeah.
So going on with year 3, it's just one of those things that's like, we just wanted to have a book club, you know? And
it
was just like, oh, look, people want to talk about their books. And then look at us now.
And I want to check this out, actually. You came on episode 30, basically, and that was April 30th, 2020. So however long, we're at, what, 2022? It's only been 2.5 years?
Two years and, like, 9 months.
Yeah, we're circling that.
Three-year mark. My third Apollo birthday is coming up soon.
Yeah, exactly. So that makes sense, yeah. Yeah, in April. Okay, cool. Now I'm glad that I had that solidified now, because we got to mark that on the calendar. Yeah, that's kind of wild. Like, and Apollo turned 4, and, you know, when it turned 3, there was a giant pause because of some life stuff, and that's what made this whole year kind of going. Our first episode this year was in February, you know what I mean? It was kind of crazy for us to even start that late in general. But what, you know, is there an episode this year that stood out to you a bit that you enjoyed?
I have the list right here. Let me look at it real quick. Just the birthday bash was fun, just because I'm going to be greedy for a second.
Yeah.
That was great. I think anything that had, if we're being honest, this is completely unbiased, I'm trying to be unbiased with all the guests that we've had on the show.
Of course, yeah, because all of them were just, this year was phenomenal with guests.
Everybody's awesome. But honestly, like, anytime we bring Ryan on, dude, like, it's just like,
the coolest
that
thing
man, I respect and love him as a person and just his passion for Marvel Comics and Thor. Like, and like, he's that kind of guy that, hey, what happened in like issue 45 of Journey into Mystery? He'll be like, oh, you know, this happened. Or like, he's the kind of guy that's like, you don't know that villain? He was obviously only in two issues. Like, but he's
I love
nice
that.
About
yeah.
It, you
yes,
know?
Like, exactly. Like, he has like that knowledge sweetheart. And he's just like so sweet. Cause I remember, I forgot what we were recording, but we were doing something with him. And I was like, that is the goofiest fucking villain ever. And who cares about that? And he's like, actually, that's the dopest fucking villain ever. And I will tell you why. And then he just like talks about it. And I'm like, I'm sold, dude. Like, holy crap. Exactly. You just totally spun me around on that.
But we guest featured on his episode for a villain issue. And this year was the year we were doing the origin issues for a while. Cause we were like, we weren't sure what to do. So we just kept reading like Hulk number one, first appearance of Thor.
And we
got to
do more of those. Cause those are just informative for us. You know what I mean? Like stuff.
Yeah,
that
they were.
Know.
And those were fun. Cause we were reading like the goofy ass, like old, like Silver Age shit from Marvel and some of the like Golden Age stuff for DC. And like, that was fun for me. That's like, that block of origin stories, I think, was the most fun I had.
Yeah, definitely. Me too.
Again, me being, you know, can't decide, you know, not being able to decide, but my birthday episode was fun because we got everybody together for Daredevil. And us doing the Sandman issues.
Oh, yeah.
Because
dude, that was
you kept bullying me to read it, and I finally read it.
Yeah, I know. And what a show, dude. God damn, I need to rewatch that. So glad it got renewed and, like, a call for season two, because they were taking way too long to announce that shit. It's kind of peeving, to be honest.
So, to be difficult, the origin stories, shout out to Ryan, and then our Sandman and my birthday. That's the top three for me.
I could take those, yeah, for sure. Yeah. I think for me, I remember having a fucking blast on that Punisher commentary. I forgot that we did that, dude.
That was this year?
That was this year. I didn't realize
that. Oh my
that.
God, dude. Oh, we gotta get Nick back on for the movies.
Oh man, like, and even the Mask of the Phantasm one I thought was pretty great, because I realized that like that's how my like fiance split with me, and I was like, "Fuck, I'm Batman! Like, this is beautiful! Like, this is the movie that cost me now." But the Punisher one is the most hilarious, fucking movie. It was fucking brilliant. But the first issue stuff, I'm glad we did that, because like I said, like, it was informative. And reading Immortal Hulk and whatnot recently, like, we've both been reading it this year, it kind of gave it more context just out of one issue. As we read Jason Aaron's Gore, the God Butcher stuff with Ryan, we guested on, and that was the beginning of this year too, actually. Sorry, it's totally distracted me. We did the first appearance of Thor, and we found out that the name Gore comes from issue one or whatever, you know, Journey into Mystery. Man, and then I don't know, it's one of the things I can't even say what our best interview was, because fuck, they were so cool. Like, we had some of the most interesting people and creators, and I really encourage you to listen to some of these interviews, because
Sorry, we did Digital Lizards of Doom this year.
Yeah, that was this year.
Oh, dude, yeah.
That was Gabe.
Yeah, dude. I remember loving him on the show. I was like ready to take him out on a date. Remember I told him that?
Yes, like, and then like David Lujan, like for Yuriko, Drew Edwards, like, and then we had the guys for Time Dog, and man,
that was awesome too.
That was a fucking great one. All of the people we met, and we didn't know these people, and
It was through lesser known and just kind of like cons.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, once I went to Baltimore Comic Con, I got more networking through there. And that's how we had like a flood of them towards the end of the year and everything. But also Dan Price and Casey Allen for Bigfoot Knows Karate. That was
probably,
That was one that we kind of went in nervous, because we just kind of went in completely blind almost. Like, we had very small interaction before that. It was like, here's what our book looks like, and we got to check it out beforehand. And then it was just told everyone else, we kind of, there was some familiarity, and that was just.
Oh, don't forget David too.
Yeah, David. Yeah, that was Yuriko. Like, that was.
Yeah.
Also, Leia from Sour Cherry Comics.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. That was awesome being able to interview her right when she's basically opening.
Yep. And then we also had Christian, the animator, and yeah, all of his stuff. That was one of our first interviews this year. And I forget that. I thought that was last year for some reason.
It all, like, we had so many people come on. It, like, unfortunately, it kind of blurs together because it's just, like, it's a speed run, like, one week after the other. It's just, like, next person. We're trying to make sure, like, we're reading all their stories. Yep. And, you know, you got so many different genres and creators and store owners. It just keeps going, you know.
And then when we do it weekly and we're consistent, it just like you said, it happens so fast. You can't believe it. Any books that you read this year that, like, might have stood out to you?
Any books? You know, as far as like single issues go, all bias right there for you. Daredevil has been strongly consistent. I mean, Chip's been on fire, dude. Like,
dude, Chip's, this was the year of Chip Zdarsky, honestly. Like, I think I've read more Chip Zdarsky this year than ever.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, Batman and Daredevil have been sick. Miracle Man came back.
Miracle Man came back, which is fucking insane so far, dude. Holy crap. Yeah. I think, what, the first two issues only are out? Issue 3 just came out?
Yeah. And then I Hate Fairyland. I was just telling you how I'm reading that. Three issues have come out already. That's a big comeback.
Mm-hmm.
As far as things for me that I wanted to read standalone, I don't know. I think I read a lot of single issues this year. I didn't really get a chance to catch up on anything like in my collection. I did buy that Grayson omnibus.
You did, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that, I was just telling you, I couldn't decide.
Yeah. Oh, no, for me, it was kind of hard. Like, I was just looking at my Goodreads to see what I even went over. I guess I read Strange Adventures this year, and that was fucking amazing. Crossover, did you finish reading Crossover this year, too?
I did.
That was cool as shit.
Yeah, I read the single issues. Yeah, that was awesome. They had that weird, random, like, cameo from what's his name, the dude from Black Hammer, the crazy like old man. I did read something. I marathoned the Ninja Turtles comic.
Oh, that's right, you got really into Ninja Turtles this year, like out of nowhere.
I read the IDW series, and I don't know what's a good margin to go off of, but I read the first 5 or 6 hardcover collections.
Oh shit, that's cool.
I read it on
Comixology. That's a lot. That's a whole lot. Yeah.
I read it all on my plane ride to Philly and back.
That's right.
But not the whole series, but I read like equivalent to like, I want to say like 1600 pages of Ninja Turtles comics.
It's a good omnibus size.
I went in and there's still more coming out, but that's what I marathoned this year.
Nice.
Now that I look back at it, that was June.
I did all of Jason Aaron's Thor run, and I caught up like right at the end.
How long is it?
I don't know. I did it. I had each volume of the complete collection, and there's 5 volumes for it. And there's about 20 issues per volume, I want to say.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 That sounds
about
right.
You read about 100 issues or so, give or take.
Yeah. Yeah. That was pretty solid. Also, Immortal Hulk, we both read this year. That was just fucking insane. And we got to finish reading volume 5.
No, I started it. I didn't finish it.
Okay. What volume were you on?
Still, I think going into the second.
Oh shit!
Because like I said, Ninja Turtles, dude. I don't know what it was, but that IDW series is fucking crazy good. Like, shout out to that series for real.
I'll check it out. I'm gonna have to at some point. I started reading a lot of Punisher this year, but I'm not gonna really highlight that as one of my tops. However, I read fucking Hawkeye like in 3 sittings.
That's right. You finally read Hawkeye,
dude. That was mind blowing. Like,
yeah,
I can't
never
wait
read it before. That's right.
I can't wait to reread it. Like, I can't wait to reread it, and we'll talk about it on the show or something. It was fucking cool. I read, you know, the Tom King book, One Bad Day, the Riddler one. That's the only one I got, really.
Oh, yeah. I read that, too. It was cool. I tried reading the other ones, and they're just kind of too long.
That's why I didn't pick up any of them. I just took the Tom King one. But it's funny. You had told me, you're like, dude, it's dense. Like,
oh, that's right. I remember telling you, like, I started reading it and I was like, man, this shit kind of keeps going.
And then I picked it up, and, you know, it's technically like, what, 3 issues in one, 64 pages or so. But
there's a lot packed in there.
There's a lot packed in there. And I remember reading it, and at first it kind of starts off kind of okay. And then you're like, whoa, I'm fucking running out of breath here, dude. Like,
what is he saying? That one time you're like, man, I'm just trying to read a comic, dude. Like,
yeah. Like,
like, chill, bro.
my final. highlight of the, I've read a lot this year. If you want to follow me on Goodreads, people, you can see what I'm reading all the time.
We should follow each other on Goodreads.
How do we not follow each other on Goodreads? I didn't know you used one. So
I recently downloaded it.
Oh, okay.
On my phone. Yeah. Dude, we'll
do a reading challenge.
Like 2 days ago.
We'll set up a reading challenge for 2022.
Shit.
Oh yeah.
When it comes to single issues, I'm gonna win. But for backlogs, you're better at me than that.
I do them by arcs. You know what I mean? Yeah. So that's how I do it. We'll talk about it off the show. Yeah, but we'll get this going. Yeah. But Fantastic Four Full Circle.
I still need to read. Oh wait, is that the one where it's like their history?
No, that's
No, it's the Alex Ross one.
That's Grand Design. Grand Design's a history one. I haven't read that one yet. We should cover that on the show. I haven't.
I've read the X-Men and Hulk one.
I haven't. I've read the Hulk one. That was a great one this year. I forgot about that. Yeah. But the X-Men one I have sitting there. I got them all signed by Ed Piskor at Baltimore. And
I got them all by the issue, actually, now that I think about it.
Oh, okay, nice. Fuck yeah. Me too. Me too. That's how I have them. Yeah.
Nice.
I got to read them soon. That's on my giant stack that's like waiting to get to. But Full Circle was amazing. The art in it's spectacular, and Alex Ross just killed it, and his references and everything he does for it are so good. I love it. Just love it.
Yeah, I gotta read it. I got it for free. The hardcover. Because I get points at my comic shop, and I was like, "Word, this just released?" And I was like, I got it for free.
Did you get the slipcase one?
I did.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
That's worth it. That's dope. I got the slipcase too, yeah.
Yeah, it was only like $25, $20. That's like, you know, not the worst.
Yeah, it's worth it. It's 100% worth it if you see it on the stands. And I guess to end the year, I guess, you know, I haven't read it yet, but, you know, we have our famous Spawn.
Oh, God, yeah.
Batman crossover, you know?
So I got lucky because if there's one thing you know about me, I don't buy variants. And if there's one thing, I'm very open about having OCD, especially when it comes, all comic collectors have OCD.
Yeah,
I'm calling
to an extent, yeah.
Nothing against it. I'm just like, if you're collecting comics and organizing them, you have to a certain degree, need to like have things in order.
Yep. Exactly.
But I hate buying variants, and I hate not getting the original issue or original cover. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it's the ugliest fucking thing in the world. I will buy the original cover if it says cover A or whatever.
Really?
Like,
damn. I'll make a choice at that point. You know?
Like, no, man.
I'll break my thread of covers to be like, I just want the cool one.
Kills me. Like, I think I came on late to this, so my I Hate Fairyland issue 1 is a variant.
Oh shit.
And now I gotta go on eBay and buy the goddamn original.
I mean, you could always check out Coffee and Comic over at
coffeeandcomic.com
and see what he has in stock, and he'll probably even be able to order it from you if it's in a certain time frame, and you get
15%
stickers.
Discount code, right?
Yep, that's right. Yeah. I forgot to do it at the beginning. We just jump started. That's how bad we are. It's been a while. Sorry.
We slipped it in,
Frank.
There, don't worry.
Everyone should set up a Goodreads and follow our accounts, and we'll fucking post our screen names up and see what we can knock out next year. I already have some stuff listed.
Can you put single issues?
You can.
Oh God.
And I did that 1 year, and I read like, you know, five, it was during COVID, and I read like 500 books or some bullshit. You know what I mean? But that's when I was like, I'm not going to do it one by one, cause it was just reading too much. So that's when I started doing it by arcs, or I would see what, that trade or volume consisted of. And I would just do it like that. So it's just less input, and I could just like, oh, I'm reading this arc, and it forces me to read 1 through 6 or 1 through 10. That's how I'm getting through my Garth Ennis Punisher Max series. I'm going by the Goodreads collected editions. You know?
I see.
And so I have them all single issue, but I'm reading them by the collected edition issue numbers. Yeah, so it kind of keeps my head in track. So if I take a break, I'm like, oh, well, I'm on volume 4 of the collected edition, but like, it's issue.
It's easy to like break off and then come back later.
Yeah, exactly.
What else? I'm like a third or halfway through the audiobook of Girl Who Kicked the Hornet's Nest.
Oh, nice. Hell yeah.
I really love that series. I've went through Girl Dragon Tattoo and the Girl
I have
Plate
that
of Fire.
Book. I got to read it. Nice.
Yeah. They're both. I have the hardcovers, like the old collection. And I also got the audiobooks because the narrator is fucking killing it.
Oh, shit.
Or the
That's
guy that
cool.
reads it.
I listened to my first audiobooks this year, and it was just, I mean, it was just Sandman, but I mean, it was my first still.
They're kind of addicting, you know, like, I don't know. I like audiobooks.
I tried doing a Stephen King one, and I really got into it. I just fell off track. It's maybe now that like I'm not working from home anymore, it'll be better for me. But it was just hard for me to focus. I'd have to really focus in on it. But that's what I should do at night when I'm too tired to read. Just put on an audiobook.
I'm one of those people where audibly I listen to, I remember things better if I hear it.
Oh, okay.
I've noticed that because I used to, so here's a little cheat I used, not cheat in college, but a little hack I did where in order to get through the novels I had to like read for school. I was, because creative writing major, as you know, like you read like 3 books a week. I used to get the Kindle version and the audiobook version because they can combine and it highlights the text as you're listening to the book.
That's cool.
And I used to, dude, to get
it's like
through books.
Reading a, listening to a book with closed caption, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
basically,
that sounds
yeah.
Fucking sick, yeah.
And I used to listen to the book on my commutes.
Oh.
Like to work, to school, because you can't read a book while driving. You can't. It's yeah. hard to like read a book when you're like walking to the bus stop or whatever.
Yeah.
But like I used to listen to it, and then when I'd have something important that I needed for school, I would go into the like Kindle app and highlight it and bookmark it.
Oh, that's fucking yeah. dope. Nice. So, I gotta try that out too. Yeah, just to get me more into it, because I like reading it a lot, but sometimes your brain can't process it. Yeah. So if you're listening and reading it, that sounds like you're gonna blast through books even faster. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, and they have novel versions of Marvel comic arcs, which is really weird.
Oh wow. Well, yeah, there's some DC yeah. books like that. I have a No Man's Land book that's like super short, but there's also like an extended novel version, and then there's some a Kingdom Come one too. I gotta hunt that one down.
Oh yeah, you should probably. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that
pretty,
one.
It's pretty awesome, but I mean, oh no, go ahead.
No, go for it.
No, I was gonna say, but I don't think I've ever read any of those, like, or actually read the novel version.
No, that just the, like, I think it was like a kid's version. I don't know. Like, it's not like you do a kid's version of No Man's Land if you've ever read that shit. It's fucking brutal. But it's like just like a small trade. But there's like a you know, those Star Trek novel, Star Wars novel size. Like, that there's one of that of No Man's Land, too.
Nice. A kid's version of No Man's Land. That's kind of strange.
Yeah, it's like I got a. Where is it? I think it's in the living room. Is it?
Do you
yeah.
Did you get any yeah. comic book shit for Christmas?
I didn't get comic book shit unless I bought it myself. But I did get a Millennium Falcon wireless phone charger, which is dope as shit for my friend Sam, and it even like lights up in the back, and this is pretty sweet. And then I also got Fallout New Vegas with the DLCs. I'm gonna try replaying New Vegas this year. That's gonna be one of my
missions. I've never finished that. I need to.
It's I've heard it's still the best Fallout
people
game.
People say it's the best
Fallout.
One. It's the best written one.
But it, like Fallout 3 was amazing. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know. What about you?
My girlfriend came through and got me some Spider-Man soap. Official
Hell
Spider-Man
yeah.
soap from Dr. Squatch, which
Hell
smells
yeah.
amazing. This is not an ad for Dr. Squatch, but man, dude, this is soap like really kick ass.
You always get that Dr. Squatch soap, but I really gotta try it out on.
Dude, it's got like no, it's all like natural ingredients and it smells great. Someone thought I was wearing cologne, and I was like, nah, that's just my soap.
Dr. Squatch.
Yeah.
That's
but they have a Spidey scrub.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And then
try it out.
She got me a book that says I choose you every day and always. I need to get through that.
Nice
cute little hardcover.
And you were doing this whole like Pokemon like thing all year too, huh?
Oh yeah, for my birthday she got me the Pokemon Advent calendar, and basically just like any other Advent calendar, you go through it each day, or I guess you could open them all at once, but each day I was kind of having fun with it and just like doing like an Instagram story of like each card I got for each day or whatever, you know. And it was like booster packs and keychains and all shit like that.
How cool. That's super rad, dude.
That was great. I was having fun with it.
Oh, I think I found this Kingdom Come book. I might buy this. Sorry, I didn't make sure I bookmarked that. I'm gonna look into that novel. Dude, that's cool. I was following that like your little postings about it, and it was just such a nice setup. You know what I mean? Like it looks.
Yeah.
Sick as fuck.
I kept adding more Pokemon random shit
in
the background.
Exactly. Like I was growing with every single video you're doing. But. Yeah, holidays were wild this year, man. Definitely a better year than last year for me, and it was great. And it was so well worth it. My trip to back home was just beautiful, and I needed it, and got to stay with my best friend the entire time, and him and his wife, and hung out with this kid, Harrison, that I just love the fuck out of, that you guys all saw on Instagram. I'm not really a kid person, but that kid has my heart.
There's so always much. Like a few like little kids that are like, okay, I guess you're kind of cute.
Yeah. This is the first child I've ever had like any sort of love for in my life. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But
I'm not a little kid person either. They kind of freak me out.
Oh yeah. I'm the same way. I'm not great with them.
It's like, you're like fragile and small. Get away from me.
Like, I can't talk about, have you read Miracle Man? Like, what are you for? Go read Miracle Man. Like,
I know, right? What are we gonna talk about? Like, yeah. I'll play some Halo.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, kid, grow up. Like, you know, get some Star Wars on. But speaking of growing up, you know, Apollo, we did title this the end of Apollo City Comics 2022, just because we're signing off for the year. That's literally all this means. We're not going anywhere. We have a lot planned for next year. We have the anthology, and we have a bunch of killer episodes for you. We speaking of Kingdom Come, we're going to be doing Kingdom Come soon. I think that's going to be the first thing we do and tackle.
Well, we said we were going to redo some old episodes that I wasn't part of. So
yeah, get some real quality on those, you know, really touch them up a bit. And so Kingdom Come, we're going to be doing a lot of Tom King this year. So Miracle Man, Strange Adventures. We want to jump on a introspective on a few series, a few that we keep mentioning over and over, one being Daredevil. We're going to kickstart off with Frank Miller's Daredevil, probably issue by issue. And we're going to be doing Miracle Man issue by issue, which will be a lot of fun. Neither one of us have reread it since the reprints. I don't even think I read it during the reprints. I think I read it right before it was reprinted on my iPad.
I torrented
it at some point and had it on there.
I don't even know how I started reading it. I was like, oh, some random Alan Moore shit that Marvel got the rights for again. Okay, cool. And I was just like, let me put it on the pull list.
Yeah, dude, and it's with Neil Gaiman's story coming out, you know, right now, I think it'd be fun just to go piece by piece and check out some of the in-between stuff that not everyone knows about, like the Grant Morrison short story that's in Volume 3, which is interesting because there's such a beef between Morrison and Moore, in a sense. I don't know if it really exists.
I did not know that.
Dude, Alan Moore talks shit about Grant Morrison very publicly.
Oh, wow.
Like, very publicly.
Well, Alan Moore is just like, he just hates comics now, so.
Yeah. So, and then Morrison's like, I mean, dominates that shit. I don't know. Yeah, there's a whole debate between there. But, yeah, so that's going to be going on. Going back to our commentaries, doing Batman the Animated Series and whatever movies we could fit in throughout the year. There's some cool stuff that's been out lately, dude. I don't know if you've seen, like, Darkseid War and the Constantine House of Mystery stuff.
No, I haven't. I haven't really watched any animated movies.
I'd recommend those ones and the new Green Lantern one, Beware My Power, with Jon Stewart. Adam Strange is in it, and then it turns into this crazy Hal Jordan story, and it's fucking dope. Check those out if you ever get the chance. But, you know, we'll bring back some movie commentaries. I miss watching the goofy fun stuff that I haven't seen, you know? Like, let's get back to, like, some 90s, 80s. Did we ever finish all the Swamp Things? I don't know.
I don't know. We watched, I think, two
of
them.
We didn't even do Swamp Thing this year.
No, because we were doing interviews.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was just, and there's still interviews planned, and I'm pretty sure there's going to be more random people that just kind of jump in. And that, you know, but I think this year so far, we're kind of just starting with a clean slate and just kind of going into what we used to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Outside of the anthology, of course.
Yeah, and cool stuff like that. And, you know, we like sprinkling in our indie stuff. That'll always come there. But, you know, this is all about us analyzing the craft and enjoying comics and, you know, showing you guys some stuff to get into while you're trying to find a way into comics, you know? And we want to make that enjoyable for you, too. So we'll be choosing some stuff. There's going to be a lot more announcements that we're going to be doing this year involving Apollo and ways you can support. Because stuff gets expensive, so we'll figure that out soon. And it's been wild and such a good year. It's weird how we had less content this year, but we had bigger growth, and we've reached more people, and like we talked to more creators, we have more people following us, we have more people interested, we have more like spread across the country, we've interacted with people in different ways and different formats. Like, It you know, we made a TikTok and all this crazy stuff, and Twitter, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that anymore.
Nobody knows about that. But, like, it was our slowest year, but also like the most recognized year for the show. I want to say.
I think for Apollo as a podcast, it slowed down for a bit, but as a entity,
and a community, yeah, definitely. And it's kind of wild.
That's the
how
better way to look at it.
Yeah, it's been great. It's been a blast, and we're still alive and kicking, and it's not going to go anywhere, I feel. But we're really excited to like read some fucking comics and talk to you guys.
Yeah,
do some stuff. And Danny and I will probably start drawing again soon once we get some stack. Fucker's been busy as shit lately.
And yeah,
so have I. But like,
he's been working two jobs, grinding away.
Yeah, and he like disappeared during October and November for a bit, and was like doing some traveling stuff with family and all sorts of stuff. And
yeah.
So you know, holidays. I feel like you know, around October, all habits kind of start going out the window for everybody in some sense. You know, and that's just how it happens sometimes. But we got to get the Jack Kirby was on. I was on an episode.
Yeah,
Jack Kirby
did that Apollo episode, the birthday episode. We had a bunch of guests.
Tommy was on there. Fucking Tommy.
Yeah.
So I got with Tommy for like an extra hour after everybody dipped. He was the guy that stayed after the party was over and just like finished having a beer with us. You know?
Like, still awake, wide awake, and just totally fine.
Just fucking vibing with it. That was fine. That was a great episode. We'll do some more live stuff. Maybe we'll do some live episodes this year. That'd be a good idea.
Yeah. But just gotta find the right episode to do it for, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, our YouTube grew like crazy this year too, which was we just started
it
zapping stuff.
It like doubled in subscribers. I remember one point going, oh look, it reached 100, and now we're like I just checked, like 228.
Yeah, something like that. And like, we don't advertise a lot of our stuff like that, or you know, I don't think we ever asked to follow subscribe or anything, which you know, please follow subscribe, you know, hit that bell for alerts or whatever, however it goes. But it's cool that it's been very organic, and it's been a very punk rock kind of way of reaching people and doing it and DIY stuff. So we're going to keep that theme up, and we're going to continue being punk rock about it and providing you content and doing more quality stuff and really being able to deep dive and have these discussions about comics. And, you know, we're excited to be, I mean, at least hopefully on the roll. Who knows what life's going to do in the next week or two, but we'll find out.
Who knows, right? But I'm excited just to just have a book club. Just be here, you know? Just, at the end of the day, just talk about what we like talking about.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. And I think that's, you know, when we drift away from the comics too long, we kind of... We forget what it's about, but we miss it, you know?
Yeah.
It's why we're here, you know? It's what we brought together. We got to do a fucking heavy metal commentary this year. God damn it.
You were supposed to, like, two birthdays ago.
I know, dude. And I got, like, the new Blu-ray that's, like, all super fancy and nice. It's still in the plastic. I got to unwrap it and watch it. I got a steel case for it. So, but I don't know, man. That's kind of all we have going on right now. We've just been on it and planning and sorting and learning and... I'm hyped to reach out to all these creators, and I'm hyped for you all to see the anthology, and I'm excited to put all this together, and I'm like honored to like just like be able to do all this stuff that we do, you know? Like, it's crazy.
It feels good to make something happen.
Yeah. But as we wrap up the new year, cuz I think when this comes out it'll be the 31st. I don't know, man. Happy New Year. We did it.
Happy New Year.
We survived.
Made it. Yeah. Survived the holidays.
Okay. Got through 2022, and it felt like the wildest year, I think, that we've ever had together. And it's cool just having another check mark of year of friendship. You know what I mean? Because we've been friends longer than you've been on the show.
2019.
Yeah.
July 2019, dude.
Yeah. Fucking wild, dude. It's adding up there, you know? So, in fact, this poster right here, fuck, I can't do this. This one right here. That's the line. That's the line poster. That's the one that Brandon and I stood in line for and got Todd McFarlane's signature on. And that's what brought us together. So, I thought I'd toss that up. But we have new layouts. We have a lot more things coming. So, I don't know, man. Any last words?
Hey, just as always, thanks for having me.
And thanks for hanging.